brilliant anonymous researchers. Patriots, join us in the Patriot Army. Trust the plan, pain coming. Boom, boom, boom.
Let's go.
RedStateTalkRadio.com, Brighteon.tv, Rumble.com/MG Show. The end won't be for everyone. That choice to know will be yours. Where we go one, we go all. Fight, 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 and fight we will. We fight every day right here on the MG Show.
That's right. We fight right here every day on the Red State Talk Radio, Brighteon.tv, and also Rumble.com. Rumble.com/MG Show. Just look up MG Show in channels, and you'll find us. Please subscribe to us as well. We're trying to get that subscription rate up there of real people. We're not going to buy Rumble subscriptions. We would never do that. We're too honest to do that. Before we go any further, we got a big show to you today. But let me bring in my partner in justice, Shady Groove. Shady.
Welcome to the MG Show, Patriots. Thank you so much, everybody out there, for joining us. We had a great interview yesterday with Dave from X22. I was reading through some of the comments this morning. Really, really appreciate all of the lovely comments and compliments about our interview yesterday. And we just love all of you. We thank you so much for being here and supporting us on this show. This is 12 days to the election. We got to get going, everybody. And so we've got a great guest for you today to get you fired up and plugged in.
Yeah, today on the show, we're going to go ahead and cover New York Citizens Audit. They've got a new report out there. And we've got Marley from New York Citizens Audit to walk us through what they found. You're not going to believe it. Also, we need prayers for Greg and Catherine. Greg Phillips and Catherine Engelbrecht are headed to a courtroom today to answer for some sort of TRO issue where they didn't share the data that the FBI has and LA County is using to prosecute. They could actually, let's pray that they don't get put in jail today, guys. Really. I mean, this is lawfare, and we're going to cover Melody Jennings and Clean Elections USA by Democracy Docket, who is Mark Elias. Mark Elias is working under the 1630 fund. The 1630 fund shelled out $9.3 million to make the North Fund. The North Fund is Democracy Docket and Mark Elias Law Group. And Katie Hobbs actually paid Mark Elias $45,000. And she's in charge of an election. And they're suing people for intimidation where that's just regular people exercising their First Amendment rights, Shady. I mean, the First Amendment right, what part is that, right? The right to assemble. And Shady brought up a good point. They're filming the boxes. That's citizen press. That's free press. They have the right to do whatever they want in a public space. If, Shady, and correct me if I'm wrong, to correct this whole Dropbox situation, remove them. Make Election Day great again, Shady.
I am 100% on board with your sentiments, my friend.
Yeah. It's that simple. And we're going to read through the Democracy Docket coverage of Clean Elections USA versus Voto Latino. Votos Latino could allegedly be a 1630 pop-up fund. So are they using, and this is a question, are they allegedly using their own pop-up funds to sue people? Let that sink in. And before we go any further, we've got to pay some bills. We're not socialists. We're not communists. We're not brought to you by Pfizer or Lucifizer, excuse me. We're brought to you by you. So, Yeti, roll that beautiful boom footage. Be right.
You save your pennies. So your pennies become the dollars you need for retirement. Problem is, where do you put it so you can retire? So many choices. Admit it, you need some advice. It's all right, we make retirement planning easy. Call 517-375-9829. YourRetirementGuru.com.
Government-induced inflation, taxes, rising interest rates, and political instability. They all have a crushing effect on our investments, often causing the stock market to go down. They can also cause gold and silver to go up. There's a time to be in stocks, bonds, and mutual funds, and there's a time to get out. This is the time to hold gold and silver. Kirk Elliott, double PhD, has been protecting individual Americans' assets for more than two decades.
Hi, I'm Kirk Elliott. There's no such thing as a bad investment. There's only bad timing for investments. And now is the time to own gold and silver.
Now is the time to own physical metals in an IRA, a 401k, and of course, outside of a retirement plan. Don't let the government destroy your hard-earned assets. Please call 720-605-3900. 720-605-3900 for gold, silver, and undeniable economic protection against out-of-control government.
Support the guys and mention MG Show when you call.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, and as you know, my passion is to help each and every one of you get the best sleep of your life. That's why I created my new Giza Dreams bed sheets. I started by using the world's best cotton called Giza. It's only grown in a region between the Sahara Desert, the Mediterranean Sea, and the Nile River. It's ultra soft and breathable, but extremely durable. I guarantee you they'll be the most comfortable sheets you'll ever own.
I do not like my sheets. I love my Giza Dream Sheets.
I'm interrupting this commercial to bring you my BOGO extravaganza. For example, you can buy one of my Giza Dream bed sheets and get a second set absolutely free. Or my six-piece towel sets. Buy one set, get another one absolutely free. Or you can get my classic premium My Pillow and get another one absolutely free. So call the number on your screen or go to MyPillow.com. Use your promo code to get my buy one, get one free offers and get deep discounts on all my pillow products.
We can have fun. We're live. Hey, you know, welcome back to the MG Show. Use code MG Show at mypillow.com. Anytime you go over there for some great savings, guys, MG Show, and it's 1-800-473-0478. What is that number again? 873-0478.
Yeti put you on the spot there. That was that was pretty smooth, Yeti. Thank you.
Yeah, real smooth.
He was muted. His bad. At least it was him, not me.
So without any further ado, we've got a great guest. We met Marley at the pit for New York Citizens Audit. You're going to want to get over to that website right now, New York Citizens Audit, and she's going to tell you why you need to get to that website. But also, you know, volunteer, you know, get over there, volunteer for New York Citizens Audit. But I guess we've got some really great breaking news. Marley, welcome to the MG Show.
Hey, Marley.
Hey, guys. Thank you so much for having me on again. It's a pleasure and an honor. And yeah, we got amazing news out of New York. We have a new report published that basically walks a regular average citizen through the most simple, obvious 3 points of election integrity. And if you want to pop up that first slide, Jeff, everybody can see this is so simple. It's like kindergarten. The voter rolls have to be accurate. The votes counted have to be from qualified electors. That's people who have a right to vote. And the number of votes must equal the number of voters. And our new report basically walks you through New York State election law and what we actually found in the voter rolls. And it shows without any doubt that the New York State Board of Elections is incapable of operating and administering a lawful election return.
And here we go. Let's just keep going. Let's just walk through the report here. This is number two.
Sure. Yeah. So we found some different categories of irregular registration that we report on in the report. Now, this is just a couple little snippets out. The law's not here, but you can go to auditny.com, click on deficits report at the top menu and read the whole thing. It's 14 pages, 14 glorious pages that show the Board of Elections has to be audited end to end. It's not like, oh, we're calling for a forensic audit of the 2020 election. No, the whole system is so full of falsified information and illegal, ineligible registrants, it just can't be used. So this category called clones is against the law. New York State election law, section 5-204 says, if a person's name appears on the list of registered voters
His registration shall be refused as unnecessary. I'm not a lawyer, but I know what that means. You can only be in the rolls once. We have 2.4 million registrations attached to 1.1 million individuals. Okay.
Wow.
That is a huge cat. And you know what's so interesting about that? Okay. It's not like we have 1.25 million excess registrations, because we've gone out and canvassed a lot of these folks. And we know, for example, there's a guy, Mr. B, in the Bronx. He has 21 active registrations in the New York State voter rolls. They're all assigned to the exact same name, age, date of birth, and address. And he did double vote in the 2020 election. When we went to canvass his home, it turns out it's a Western Union office. So the only way to be certain that any of these 2.4 million registrants is actually eligible to vote is to canvass every single one. That is because the New York State Board of Elections has allowed unconscionable amounts of falsified data to go into the voter rolls. So that first tenet, voter rolls must be accurate, is like off the charts. It's, you can't even touch it. And I want to address something, because yesterday or maybe 2 days ago, I'm busy and I don't quite remember what day, but Hillary Clinton put out that video, right? Saying, well, 2016, you know, in 2016, that election was hacked. 2020 was not hacked. 2024 is going to be hacked, right? So we don't have secure elections in 2016 and 2024, but 2020, we had totally secure elections. And this is something, you know, if you're not aware that New York State election law, for example, is over 860 pages long, and you're not aware that each of the 62 counties in New York State has their own system of election administration and their own software that they use. Some of them use the same system and some of them have a proprietary system. If you're not aware of, and you can't conceive of, the thousands of poll workers statewide who work on an election when it's, you know, being administered, and if you're not aware of the laws and the guidelines regarding cybersecurity infrastructure that's in place at the federal and the state level, you might think, okay, you know, one election to the other could be secure or insecure. But that's actually like saying that in 2016, Stonehenge was in England. And then in 2020, we moved it to Scotland. And then in 2024, we're going to move it back. It's like this gigantic, massive structure that it just doesn't swing like that. It doesn't happen. The laws are adequate to protect our elections. The problem is, the laws are not being followed. Mm-hmm. And this is an old saying, right? The devil is in the details.
Yeah. And we, as American citizens, have taken our eye off the ball. And this goes further than just New York, guys. In your state, you had Connect, allegedly, with the poll workers, stealing your data. And maybe that goes a lot further. I mean, there's a lot of great substacks on the Connect stuff. Yes. Do we know if Connect was used in New York?
We do not know if Connect was in New York. But if Connect was not in New York, somebody else was in New York. I know that for a fact. And I can, we're working on developing the information and our own intel inside of our team about how that may have been operating and who may be involved. And, for example, the executive director of the New York Democratic Party is a 27-year-old Chinese male with no biographical information on the New York Dems website. And somehow to one of his addresses at which he was registered living until only a couple of months ago, there's two foundations registered, two nonprofit foundations registered with New York State. One is called NY Kuo Min Tong Incorporated. And the other one is QKMT Incorporated. Okay, Q would be Queens in that case. He's in Nassau County. The address is in Nassau County, but it's really right hop, skip, and a jump from Queens. And Flushing, Queens is a big CCP area, that whole area. So we're definitely, we're looking into that big time. But I want to go back to this issue of what does it mean the devil's in the details and this whole mess. Like, yes, we have the drop boxes, and that's a big vulnerability. And yes, these super administrators with back-end access, that is a real vulnerability. But that's being granted by the people. I mean, in the case of Eugene Yu, it's looking like that has been granted through his software, you know, subsidiary, through his operation. He was granting that through the back end in China. So they weren't hacking in. They were given access. Mm-hmm. However, again, if we go back to the law being followed to protect elections, it's really pretty stunning, okay? Because it's like under federal law, the Help America Vote Act of 2002, it says, and this is a little vague, but I think millions of counts against this law is not, it's in violation. The law says that the voter rolls in a state have to be reasonably accurate, right? So I already showed you one category where there's 2.4 million registrants who are not clearly eligible to vote and have to be canvassed to determine eligibility. Here's another slide with more categories. These are actually the votes counted. The number of illegal registrants or ineligible registrants is actually much higher. So take the category like registered before age 12, for example. That's falsified information in the voter rolls because you cannot register to vote before you're at least 16 years old. You can in New York State, it is within the law to pre-register to vote at age 16 when you go to get your driver's permit. However, you can't vote until you're 18, and you certainly can't appear in the voter rolls at age 12 or younger. So that means either the entire registration record for each one of those voters, and those are votes cast, okay, 2,200 people who were registered before age 12 actually voted in 2020. There are far more registered. So each one of those registrations is either false end to end, or the registration date has been falsified. And I'm going to talk about another category of falsified registration date that we have uncovered that is like, if you're just taking the Board of Elections at their word, giving them the benefit of the doubt, assuming your tax dollars are being well spent on, administering safe, secure elections, you might not catch the backstory on some of these issues. In New York County, that's Manhattan. The Big Apple, right? Everybody wants to go to Manhattan. Times Square, Greenwich Village, all these iconic places are in Manhattan. And there are also, as it turns out, there's 1.2 million people registered to vote in Manhattan. And 182,000 of them, so over 10%, were registered to vote on federal holidays. If I'm not mistaken, correct me if I'm wrong, you guys, but on federal holidays, the Board of Elections is closed. No?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Right? So how is it that over 10% of the entire county of New York, which is Manhattan, is registered to vote on a federal holiday, and the vast majority of them are registered to vote on January 1st? Now, I'll tell you, because I'm going to walk the people here through a little bit, how do you listen? How do we hear what they tell us, and what do we accept as factual? The Board of Elections says that is a default date. What happened? Oh, they were in this terrible bind. They had all these registration records that were on paper, and when they went to electronic systems, some of them they didn't have the date, the original registration date for, so they entered a default January 1st, right? So we're talking, again, just in Manhattan alone, we're talking about 10% of their voters have this default date.
Wow.
So what's the problem with that? Well, there's a couple of problems. First of all, registration dates are actually critical. Why do they appear in the voter rolls if it's not critical for them to be accurate? They are material to determining the eligibility of a voter. Again, looking at that category, registered before age 12, no human being alive, without knocking on that person's door and asking them what are the actual facts, no human being alive, whether it's me, a citizen, or an election official, can discern if that is a falsified date or a falsified registration record. In either case, the voter is ineligible until the situation is resolved with facts. That vote, all those 2,200 votes were ineligible. They are illegal votes. They're cast to fraudulent electors because there's no way to know if it's a real elector because the data is falsified.
Right.
Okay. So if they're talking about just in New York County alone, about 150,000 people whose registration date has been falsified, they are admitting that they're responsible under the law. Now, again, the law's not being followed. Under the law, they are admitting they're responsible for disenfranchising about 150,000 people registered to vote in Manhattan, because if they go to the polls, a poll worker should not allow them to vote. There's no way they were registered to vote on January 1st. That is falsified data. Now, I'm not a mean person. I'm not trying to take people away from being able to vote. But if the law is not followed, how do we know which of these votes is actually legit? Nobody knows.
You don't know. Yeah. Oh my gosh.
And,
we've got a problem.
And there's a problem too. Yeah. Because they say, okay, you know, it was this terrible situation. We didn't have the data and we had to transfer it electronically. You know when that happened? That was over 20 years ago. Now, if I have somebody I need some information from, I could call them on the phone. I could write them a letter. I could, if I'm the Board of Elections, I can use taxpayer money to send them a postcard. I mean, 20 years is not, you know, it's a pretty good amount of time to send each one of those people a postcard that says, we need you to re-register or to confirm your registration information, you know, by this date if you want to vote in the next election cycle. And if they don't come in, then, you know, that's it. And if they do come in, you fix it. 20 years, I think, is a pretty reasonable amount of time to take care of that issue, no?
I think you're right.
Right. So it really doesn't hold water. And finally, I'll tell you the truth is that they're using this registration date of January 1st, continuing. They're still assigning people in 2021 and 2022 with January 1st registration dates. And so really the truth is they're lying.
So with all these irregular votes, you know, can you, you know, get them down by congressional district?
Yes, and we did. And would you like to show that slide? So this is from 2020.
You're so good.
You love you, Marley. So look at this. Look at this, guys. The data that they have, now they've got it by congressional district. Go ahead. I mean, this is huge.
Yeah, these are the 20. There's two slides, okay? If you go to that, remember, go to auditny.com and click on deficits report. You can look at this whole thing. I only put half the chart because it's just too many little numbers on one slide. But this is districts 14 through 27. You can see the number of votes cast, the victory margin in the race, the number of irregular votes. And then for the New York City districts, there's missing votes. There's 195,000 votes cast according to the New York City voter rolls that are not present in the New York State voter rolls. So we count those also. And 42% of our congressional races were uncertifiable. That means that the number of irregular votes exceeded the margin of victory. Or in some cases, it exceeded 50% of the margin of victory. And if you think, okay, you'll notice on this slide, I don't mention what parties, we don't mention what parties these candidates were from. We don't mention the winner or the loser. The point is, if you go back to the moment of certification and you have a victory margin, let's see, of which one of these, let's say 18, District 18, you have a victory margin of 45,456 votes, but 39,579 of those votes are from ineligible registrants, and you have no idea which candidate they were assigned to. If you subtract them from the so-called winning candidate and give them to the so-called losing candidate, the outcome is reversed. You see, the race was literally uncertifiable. And there's one other point about this that is critical for the American people to understand, which is a vote cast by an ineligible registrant is voter fraud. If you look at that irregular vote column, every single congressional race in New York State, and you look at the other half, it's the same problem. There's no, the smallest number of irregular votes in a single U.S. congressional race in New York in 2020 was 24,000. 24,000 individual counts, which can be identified by registrant, of election fraud.
What happened in CD22? Look at that one. 69 votes, margin of victory.
That's Claudia Tenney. And your friend Mark Elias was up there in District 22. He was the one who faced her attorney in court. And they battled. I mean, she battled for that win. And she didn't end up in D.C. until March.
Wow.
They kept finding. They were like, oh, yeah, we just found 10 more ballots in the drawer.
Here it is. It's not a problem.
I mean, chain of custody, you know, security.
We found another Dropbox and it came preloaded. It was crazy.
Yeah, they found a preloaded Dropbox.
These were stuff behind the toilet. I mean, it's like, oh, I don't want these people to be disenfranchised.
No. Ew. Access to voting.
Give me a break already. There are laws. There are laws. And we are allowing a lawless culture to prevail at the Board of Elections, and it results in a system that cannot produce a lawful result. That's what this report demonstrates. The beautiful thing is, you read this report, it has nothing to do with party. It never once mentions Mr. Biden or President Trump. It's not about candidates or parties. It's about incompetence rising to the level of dereliction of duty, which is a criminal charge at the New York State Board of Elections. I don't know. I'm just a lady who lives in New York. I have no idea if there's criminal intent behind all of this. You know, we found the voter matrix. That's criminal. That is. Yeah. And we have been working on getting that, investigated by law enforcement agents, not going too super well. No one's shocked, but, you know, as far as all these errors, I don't know if they're criminally charged or if they're just incompetent. It doesn't matter. They impacted the outcome of 95 legislative races in New York State in 2020. We have it down now, and they're reported. Everybody who wants to know which races are those, you can go to that deficits report and you can put up that slide, Jeff, that last one. These are the districts where literally the number of irregular votes assigned to ineligible registrants under the law, willingly assigned by a lawless board of elections, overtakes the margin of victory. It exceeds the margin of victory. And look at that. It's just like, it blows your mind to look at all those numbers. And
so 38% of the state legislative races were uncertifiable. 24 out of 63 New York Senate races by district. And guys, pay attention to your district if you're in New York. Look at the districts. 1, 3 through 7, 9, 15, 37 through 43, 45, 46, 50, 51, 53, 55, 56, 58, and 61. I mean, wow. If you guys are in New York and you're in these districts, you need to be calling your... So what do we do? Do we have to get... I mean, you're just a regular, beautiful citizen, patriot that just did... You got together with New York citizens, New York audit, right? New York citizens audit. A bunch of great patriots and people that are just concerned. You did better work than the FBI on this.
Literally.
Yeah, well, look what you guys are doing with Connick. I mean, look what the Anons are doing with Connick. You know, we are this is the Citizen Intelligence Army, the CIA, because it's like we are being absolutely, betrayed by those who are meant to make sure that the laws are being followed. So we have to learn the law. And like I said, you know, I read a law out loud. Did anyone get injured? Is anyone bleeding? Like, it's just not that bad. You know, you read the law and then you know that they are doing it right or they're not doing it right. And I'll tell you something interesting about New York County, because we did find the voter matrix. And you know, they will try to claim all kinds of plausible deniability about that January 1st registration date. The voter rolls in New York County that are kept by the New York State Board of Elections. Now, this is like a gigantic Excel spreadsheet, right? That's basically what a voter roll file looks like. It's a database, but it's just, you know, row upon row upon row and column upon column upon column. Okay. Where's my little thing? Here it is. That's right. In the New York County voter rolls, something very interesting is going on. So the sort order that they came from the Board of Elections shows 10 registrants in a row, and their registration dates are all pretty similar. You know, it could be like, say it's June 15th, June 14th of the same year, you know, 1983 or whatever. They're all pretty much in consecutive order. The 11th registration is always, so those are all numeric county ID numbers that those 10 registrants have. The 11th registration is an alphanumeric county ID number, and it's always registered to vote on January 1st, and it's always out of sync with the other registrations. So if they're working through, say it's, you know, part of the New York County voter rolls, and they're working through, you know, 1994, the 11th row suddenly shows up. It's registered January 1st, 1972. You go 10 rows, you're back to 1994 or whatever I said. The 11th row, boom. Once again, it's an alphanumeric registration number. So it's a different kind of registration number than the others. It's registered to vote on January 1st, 1972. And this literally, this pattern holds for 1.2 million rows all the way down. Every 11th record is somebody who was registered to vote on January 1st with an alphanumeric registration number out of sync, out of time synchronization with the preceding and subsequent registrations. So first off, that can only, like an Excel spreadsheet, if anyone's ever worked in Excel, you know, it puts everything in order. So you'd have the numbers in order, you know, greatest or smallest to greatest, and then it would start sorting the alphanumerics. And it would be like, you'd have A alphanumerics and then B alphanumerics. It would go in alphabetical order. There's no way to sort every 11th registration alphanumeric unless someone literally placed them there by hand, or they're using sophisticated programming to force that kind of an order. So why is the Board of Elections, for example, spending all this extra money on sophisticated programming to create a sort order for their registration records in New York County that is completely illogical and appears to create kind of like a node system? Every 11th record, you have a different ID number and you have a falsified registration date.
And
so,
guys,
so why are they claiming plausible deniability? Because they're hiding something.
Yeah. Amen. Guys, this is the full report. It's up on screen right now. I'm going to put the link to the directly to the Audit New York report. You're going to want, if you're in New York, you need to start forwarding this to your friends and saying, you know, and look, it does not say Republican or Democrat anywhere on here, does it? I mean, it's pretty much looking at the registration records and content. It's citing irregular. It doesn't say anything about Republican, Democrat, correct? This is about just votes.
Correct.
And
it's
registration.
The numbers and the law.
Yeah. And let me look at this. This is huge. And, you know, bottom line is, you know, if you go to the last page, you know, really the bottom line is, you know, votes cast should equal the people that are actually registered, right? Not an overabundance of votes, right? So that's basically what's happening.
And the number of votes should equal the number of voters. And in New York State, the discrepancy is somewhere between 272,000 and 338,000 more votes than voters who voted.
Wow.
So they have got to answer for this. They are incapable of administering a fair election with a true certifiable result. And listen, you know, we have this midterm coming up, and it is being painted as a tight contest between Lee Zeldin and Kathy Hochul. Kathy Hochul is running on a 100% anti-human agenda. We already know she wants to turn New York State into a giant COVID camp. She wants to jab the kids. She is not good news for New York State. And if they are going to meddle at this election, and we know they can because we know about the matrix and we know about all this falsified data, and they're going to use their plausible deniability if the people accept it. If the people refuse to accept lies and cheating as a certifiable result, they're going to have a real problem on their hands. So that's why people have to volunteer for New York Citizens Audit, because we have to stand together with the facts and evidence and demand that we have a fair election. And, you know, we need people with eyes on. I know, you know, Clean Elections USA has helped to organize, wonderful Melody has helped to organize many groups in many, many states to watch those ballot boxes. In New York State, the ballot boxes are all inside election offices. So it's difficult for them to be A, monitored by citizens, and B, know really what the heck is going on with those boxes, because they're inside, you know, it's public space, but it's not, but it's, you know, kind of controlled and surveilled and whatnot. So in terms of what people can do in New York, other than volunteer at auditny.com and get involved, there is on the AuditNY website, there is a form called Citizens Report. And if you experience any anomalies, if you are disenfranchised, like what happened in the June primary in New York, where people were going to vote all over the state, this happened in almost every polling site that I had reports from. People were going in, they had been registered Republican their whole entire life, and they went in to vote, and they were told they were, their party affiliation was blank. Okay, so there are real issues that are taking place in real time during an election, and if you can report those to New York Citizens Audit, we have a prayer of putting that data together fast enough to get the to get a TRO against the certification of this election. And I don't know any other way. I literally, right. I sit at home and I rack my brains. I don't know any other way to intervene. I don't know any other organization that has a set of flagged voter rolls that we can rapidly, you know, deal with this intel. We can rapidly process this intel and potentially file that TRO if we see that this is, they're going to rig this for Hochul. And I really pray that they don't do that. I really, really pray that this man, Lee Zeldin, and I don't know his character. I can't vouch for him. I'm not here to represent him or as a candidate or as a party or anything. But I do know that it's really, it's a nightmare for New York if Hochul gets in.
What do we do? Okay. I'm at the website here real quick, just before you go, and then Shade, I'll toss it to you. Where do they go ahead and actually put where they report? Where is that?
I think your mouse is right over it there, the citizen report. Yeah, if you click on that, it's going to ask you for a bunch of information. Now, people may have an objection to some of the information we're asking for, and all I can say is, we are just people, and what we want to do is be of help and be of service. We are asking for people's social media handles and the sites they're on. The reason is because we know that they are using people's social media posting to target which records, which registration records they are going to corrupt headed to the polling pads. And I can't prove that yet. I know it's happening, but I don't have enough. We don't have enough data yet to prove it. So please, you know, forgive us for being so prying into your personal life that way. We will not share that data with anyone. We have no intention of bothering you on social media, but it does give us the opportunity to see, for example, if we have 100 people who all got disenfranchised through that method, can we go back? Was there a meme that every single one of those 100 people had distributed in the days before the election? You know, was there metadata tagged on that meme? Things like this, you know, they have very sophisticated ways of shifting the balance of power that results in uncertifiable elections and imposter legislative representatives. We have no way of knowing.
Amen to that.
Yeah, do they know? That's a question I have. You know, the people who got into office, do they believe they won? Do they know? Or do they know that they're not actually accountable to the people because they weren't actually elected by the people. Because that's what it feels like, right? I mean, all over the nation, that's what it feels like.
I think at the end of the day, that's absolutely what it is, Marley. I mean, you know, look at what the whole thing that just happened with AOC. And I think the gap that we're trying to bridge here is that people that are apolitical don't connect the problem in their real life that they're having on the ground, you know, whatever it is, to a political process somewhere. And you know, that's why politics is actually important, because the politics is where the rules are made. And, you know, very interestingly enough, even into that point of the debate the other night with Zeldin and Hochul, she literally came back at him, and it's like, because he's talking about the criminal aspect of what's the crime aspect of what's going on in the city. And she's like, why do you keep talking about that? Well, you just keep bringing that up. Like, she literally is telling you right there, I think, to your point where you just said, I think that she's literally telling you that she doesn't care what you think. She feels like that she's got it, or she feels like she's protected. And, you know, similar thing with AOC. It's very interesting how they don't respect the people that they are acting like they want to represent.
It's so sad.
I couldn't agree.
I think you're right. And I think this is that you said 20 years going back to New York, you know, they've been setting this system up. And yeah. And, you know, with the media and the fake polls, push the numbers. They're fake, guys. The polls are fake. Fox actually came out and said that, Carrie Lake was up like 46% to 30 something on Hobbs. And they're like, oh my God, take that down. Mm-hmm. You know, that's probably the real numbers. You know, yes. I can't recall the actual numbers, but, you know, like, look at this, for example. Just, this is a plug for cleanelectionsusa.org too, but look at this, guys. This is on the news. One, he's coming in. One, two,
election day is the corner on the
election worker right there. This is the Broward County Board, you know, Board of Electors right here. Elections, Board of Elections, election worker monitoring a poll box. The news media inadvertently shows this mule. Wow.
Yeah.
We have problems, Marley.
Yes, and these people who are these imposters, so are they owned? Are they controlled? Do they know that they don't answer to the people? Why are they agreeing and advancing an anti-human agenda? They really are. I mean, they really are trying to destroy people's lives. And they're, some of the crises that we're facing, really, I mean, I know how to wash the dishes. It's like, how do you stop fentanyl from pouring over the border? You secure the border, you know? Step one. It's really not rocket science, and yet it continues.
That's been debunked.
Yeah, it's been debunked. I'm sorry. I'm so ignorant. Oh, I'm just a little lady. I have no idea. It's just it drives you nuts.
That just poked you just poked the deep state right in the all-seeing eye. God bless you for everything that you've done. What more can people do? I mean, what nycitizenaudit.com. I've just lost my, here it is.
Auditny.com. I know. Yeah. The website is different than our name, but I just wanted, audit. With New York Citizens Audit, we wanted everyone to know we're just people.
Yes. And they're just people. And here's your report for In New York Shenanigans. You know, also you got the truth vote, you know, and the 800 number. I mean, we're all citizens, regular people, taking back our country, Marley. And what you have uncovered and the team at auditny.com is fantastic. I mean, it's evidence that is irrefutable. It shouldn't matter what party you're from. You know, this is bad. You know, I don't care who people vote for, just as long as it counts correctly.
Well, you know, also she's saying there that we're just people. I think that I think that's a very interesting statement, because that is who is supposed to be the government, is the people. The people are the ones who are supposed to point out corruption, and we are the ones who are supposed to say to others around us, this isn't right. And it's very interesting, because the establishment is the one screaming back at us that we're not allowed to talk about this. We're not allowed to look at it. We're not allowed to say anything about it. That is obviously not a message from the people.
We get censored. Yeah. We get called, you're debunked. I mean, even in these lawsuits, Shady, they always say, oh, Clean Elections USA, you know, was inspired by the now debunked 2,000 mules. How can they even say that legally?
On the record, in court.
It's so stupid.
No, they just lie. And the issue is, again, it's like, okay, there's Hillary Clinton saying, oh, this election was secure. This election is insecure. This one's, you know, whatever. It's just fake news. And then you have this accounting system with millions, you know, the New York State voter roll database is 21 million registrants. It's like, it's not just a walk in the park to go in there, and not everybody has those skills to go in there and audit this thing. It's like, and we don't even have access to half the information that's in there. We don't have access to the personal identifying information and these other pieces that would allow us to find even more fake stuff going on in there that has to be, it's like, you just can't allow this falsified data to stand. It either has to be canvassed or it has to be eliminated. That's it. And that's not, I'm not the one disenfranchising people. It's the Board of Elections that made this chaotic mess.
And I got a little message for the Board of Elections and people that work for the Board of Elections. You can become a whistleblower, guys. You know, it could be, she just said millions of names in a database. Databases can get corrupted and there can be corruption. This is not your fault if you work to solve the problem in a database. I've done databases for, you know, serial numbers on Cisco routers and stuff that got messed up and we had to go back and redo it and re-audit. It's very simple, folks. It's very simple. We, the people, need the clamor. So do you recommend people in those New York districts or anywhere in New York to call the voting board? Who do you recommend them to call to start making some noise?
Well, you know, I think that's a great point. And I have no problem with people downloading that deficits report. It's called New York State's 2020 General Election, A Study in Deficits. Download that, walk into your Board of Elections office and lay it on their desk and say, what do you have to say about this? And that's why it's there on the website. You know, we gather people into county strike teams. You can be on a team. You can gather with other citizens and have a more powerful voice that way. But there's nothing to stop you from printing that report out, sticking it in a folder and bringing it to your Board of Elections saying, answer for this.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
It's their own data. All we did was use open source data that came from the Board of Elections.
And if you're in New York and you work for the voting people, guys, it's not your fault. But if you want to help us right the wrong, we'll welcome you open arms. We need whistleblowers. You know,
I totally agree. And we don't think the people at the county boards of elections have any idea of the level of what's taken place here. And the problem they have, they may know of something. They may have participated in some kind of little small, you know, little horse trade, little shifty, you know, something funky, but not on this level. And we don't think most of them have any idea how deep this goes and how much control is wielded over the outcome of elections in New York State and therefore policy in New York State. And you know, Shady, you made a really good point, which is the problems we're having on the ground, the elections are the key that turns every lock. And we have been we've literally been on the phone twice now with sheriffs in New York State. One time we were showing them that, you know, some of our information, and they said, this is pretty amazing, but we have to go because a guy who committed a murder 2 weeks ago was let back out on the street. The DA did not prosecute. They were released and they've just done it again and we have to go deal with it. And we said, okay, before you run out, like, definitely go take care of it. But before you run out, just think to yourself, was that DA lawfully elected and rightly elected by the people?
Real quick, we're going to be leaving Brighteon.tv. Brighteon.tv, we love you very much. Thank you very much. We're going to continue in the rest of the 5 minutes over at rumble.com/MG Show. If you're on the move, you can also say tune in to Red State Talk Radio and hear us live. We've got the podcast. This video will be archived. Same link. If you got this link on Truth Social or whatever to watch this later, this is a very important show. I want you guys to make sure you do that. Thank you, Brighteon. We love you. Back to you guys. I'm sorry. We just wanted to say our goodbyes to Brighteon, and we're on for the rest of the 5 minutes here.
Yeah, no worries. I was just going to say, this other time we were on with another sheriff in another one of the upstate counties, and he says, oh, I gotta go. Same thing, we're showing him all this data and we're actually showing him evidence of crimes in his district, and he says, I gotta go, I just got a call, one of the assistant DAs just overdosed on fentanyl. And it's like, it's the craziest thing. You're on these, it's in your face. What is going on? How New York State is being torn apart. There's tent cities in Jamestown, New York, which is cold. That is a cold place. There's, you know, and then on the other hand, they're, you know, they're buying up all the farmland and putting up solar farms. You know, nothing grows out of a solar panel. It's not a farm. It's just not right.
That's a good point.
That's an awesome point.
And the fentanyl is coming from the border, guys. And, it, you know, if you guys are doing drugs, you might want to think to stop. You might want to seek help because it is in everything. It's in your recreational pills that you might get from your neighbor. It could be in the cocaine that you might be. Guys, get help, folks. Get away. They are killing people, folks.
And this is part of the way that they're doing it. You know, this is a way that they can do it without anyone noticing. And we have, you know, all of this stuff in the media about COVID and all this other nonsense. And no one is talking about the escalating death rate of fentanyl. And just like you said, Jeff, I'm glad you mentioned that, to pay attention to the prescription drugs. If you didn't get the prescription from your pharmacist, you're playing Russian roulette every time you take something.
Yes.
Yeah. Wow. Yeah. Very good conversation. Marley, you know, we've got a few minutes left. Just want to give you the floor to address anybody that's in New York. And really, I mean, this is, you know, probably the same thing across the country. You know, what do you say to people with what, 11 days left to voting? We got 11 days, I think. You know, what's your advice to folks for this midterm?
My advice to folks, first and foremost, is America is worth it. Get out and get involved, because if we don't stand up for this beautiful nation, if we can't be bothered with freedom, then we won't have freedom. And we have to get engaged. Every single person can make a difference in this upcoming midterm election, and we can overcome the fraud. There's only so much cheating they can really get away with, even in New York. And it's like, you just have to vote. America is worth it. This nation is so beautiful. We are so blessed here to have the right and the privilege to live according to our conscience, according to our faith, and according to our inner truth. And that could be taken away from us, and it could be taken away from our children. And I'll tell you, people, if it's taken away, good luck getting it back, because the people who want that are not just going to roll over and play dead when we say we changed our minds. Get up and get out and get involved. Go to Clean Elections, go to Audit NY, go to True the Vote. There are so many places you can get engaged and really support your freedom. And, you know, it's like, if you look out your window, how can you not see something you love? You might see your kids playing in the yard. You might see your garden, your flower garden or your vegetable garden. You might see a pond or a lake, whatever, you know, even like a, you know, a beautiful building in a city that you love. It's like, if you love something, that is a message from your creator, from God, saying, I made this. This is beautiful. Get up and protect it. If you love it, stand for it. Because we can do that. We have got this, people. We are so many more than they are. And we love this world, which is an incredible blessing and a gift. We can't let it go.
You, Marley.
Well
said.
You're
a blessing and a gift.
Wow. Wow. Shady Groove, that was amazing. This is hour number one. We're going to be heading out of here. Hour number two, we're going to got a surprise for you. We're going to read Democracy Dockett's Twitter feed. That should be fun. That was the Clean Elections USA. We've got another court case against True the Vote. We're keeping an eye. They're in court right now. Guys, pray for Catherine and Greg, please. We love you. We'll see you in hour number two. Marley, thank you. MG.show/donate. Thank you, guys. Shady, take it away, brother.
Stay tuned for hour number two of the Matrix Groove Show, live on Red State Talk Radio. Coming right up after these words, In the Matrix with 3X's.com.
Can you hear me? Can you hear me?
Save your pennies. so your pennies become the dollars you need for retirement. Problem is, where do you put it so you can retire? So many choices. Admit it, you need some advice. It's alright, we make retirement planning easy. Call 517-375-9829. YourRetirementGuru.com.
Hello, this is Jeff Peterson from The MG Show. Shady and I are so thankful to our viewers and listeners on the podcast and rumble.com/MG Show live 12 p.m. to 2 p.m. East and Brighteon.tv. If you guys want to help support this show, please help us with the sponsors, MyPillow, Sovereign Advisors, etc. We want to make sure that you understand the best way for you to help our show, because we are not funded by Pfizer. We're funded by you. And this is citizen journalism, independent citizen journalism. This is the best way to support us. This is our mg.show/donate site. This $17 a month one is really awesome. I don't know why I like that number. Then there's also, that's recurring. Then there's also one-time donation, and there are other ways to donate as well. Buy us a coffee and give, send, go. But please, we really need your help to fight this battle every day and bring you content on our website. We've got a new blog too. So get over there, check out the content that we're delivering to you every day. Thank you guys. God bless.
Government-induced inflation, taxes, rising interest rates, and political instability. They all have a crushing effect on our investments, often causing the stock market to go down. But they can also cause gold and silver to go up. There's a time to be in stocks, bonds, and mutual funds, and there's a time to get out. This is the time to hold gold and silver. Kirk Elliott, double PhD, has been protecting individual Americans' assets for more than two decades.
Hi, I'm Kirk Elliott. There is no such thing as a bad investment. There's only bad timing for investments. And now is the time to own gold and silver.
Now is the time to own physical metals in an IRA, a 401k, and of course, outside of a retirement plan. Don't let the government destroy your hard-earned assets. Please call 720-605-3900. 720-605-3900 for gold, silver, and undeniable economic protection against out-of-control government.
Support the guys and mention MG Show when you call.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, and as you know, my passion is to help each and every one of you get the best sleep of your life. That's why I created my new Giza Dreams bed sheets. I started by using the world's best cotton called Giza. It's only grown in a region between the Sahara Desert, the Mediterranean Sea, and the Nile River. It's ultra soft and breathable, but extremely durable. I guarantee you they'll be the most comfortable sheets you'll ever own.
I do not like my sheets. I love my Giza Dream Sheets.
I'm interrupting this commercial to bring you my BOGO extravaganza. For example, you can buy one of my Giza Dream bed sheets and get a second set absolutely free. Or my six-piece towel sets. Buy one set, get another one absolutely free. Or you can get my classic premium My Pillow and get another one absolutely free. So call the number on your screen or go to MyPillow.com. Use your promo code to get my buy one, get one free offers and get deep discounts on all my pillow products.
Yeah. You pretending to be angels, doing the devil work for keeps, cause it's pain, mean profit. Every black person got it, cut the cloth, made of blood, money to line your pocket.
Hey, that's a shadow, behind a shadow. Pussy for a draw, do we what you saw, living in the shadow.
I'ma keep a demon, time toss and turn while you sleep. Y'all let me park till I receive the correctly dated receipt. I read the CarMax, was shocked at the amount of fraud and deceit. Funny how black lives matter only when it involves police. Ooh, hard pill to swallow. Hope I'm here tomorrow after this is released. Let me talk, yeah, it's already awkward being brown on the street. All I'm missing is a barcode, they will backpack full of narcos. BLM got graphic tees, hoodies, darkers, all sorts of merch. Even got twerk videos for Martin Luther, do your research. Doesn't matter if they hide it, cause they playing with their dirt. Instead of bettering communities, I found about a purse. Was forced to resign, golf just died, which makes it worse. Y'all are nowhere to be seen in those overpriced BLM shirts. Mobbing, burning them buildings, long with a speech for the children. Cause the black man, cause the black man, which means you can't milk. Oh no, they don't know what we see. You pretending to be angels, doing the devil work for keeps. Cause it's pain, mean profit. Every black person got it. Cut the cloth, made of blood, money to line your pocket.
Hey, that's a shadow, behind a shadow. Pussy for a draw, do we what you saw, living in the shadow.
Yeah.
Listen, my aim is not to divide. I was blessed with the ability to analyze even the smallest lies. That be the little black sheep. I stay quiet so nothing gets past me. I can tell you this situation is past it. Can't swim near 12 feet where the sharks feast. They take arms and legs, then they spit up the feet. Says black lives matter when they shot, here's when they matter to me. During poverty, cause probably the son don't know his dad to raise him properly. And mama worked too hard to even talk to him during depression, cause no one bothered to honor the young black life who didn't die due gang drama, lost to untreated trauma. During feeling alienated, no class participation. Kid is super smart, just doesn't know how to say it. Cause righteous color voices muffled out dead. Spewing BS out their mouth, they get paid more and won't give you what you came for. Oh no, they don't know what we see. You pretending to be angels, doing the devil work for keeps. Cause it's pain, mean profit. Every black person got it. Cut the cloth, made of blood, money to line your pocket.
Hey, that's a shadow, behind a shadow. Pussy for a draw, do we what you saw, living in the shadows.
It's amazing how rap can become amazing with patriotic words. Welcome back. MG Show, Shady Groove. Welcome, friend.
Wow. What an amazing first hour. Again, another testament to a great patriot who's standing up for all of you. Marley's not just standing up for the people in New York, everybody. She's standing up for the people of America. She's standing up because she loves America. And literally, that's what we're here to try to inspire. We're here to try to inspire people to plug in, get out, get involved, do something in your local communities, meet people, make friends, get people informed. If you can inform someone about what's really going on, you can plug them into the politics of everything, and they can start making some of these connections on their own. The truth is learned, it's never told. That's exactly what it means. The truth is the government's supposed to be for you. The American people, by you, for, of, by the people. That's what we're fighting for here every day. And I want to thank all of you guys out there who have picked up the ball and ran with it. Marley's one of them. God bless her.
Absolutely. She did great. And the reason why I played that song is because people don't realize that the black community is stepping up with the aftermath of BLM. Now, you guys understand that BLM is now managed by the Clinton Foundation and Mark Elias.
Mm-hmm.
Very people sure that are suing everybody. But let's hear what the black population in Atlanta think about BLM. You're not going to hear this on the news.
Money to line your pocket. Hey, that's a shadow, behind a shadow. Pussy for a draw, do we what you saw, living in the shadow.
This is Atlanta. BLM aftermath. Patriotism has no skin color, guys.
Atlanta, Georgia, the birthplace of the civil rights movement, the home of Black Hollywood. Even they weren't immune to the violent protests that took place after the George Floyd murder. we spoke to Atlanta residents to get their perspective on the riots and the aftermath.
There needs to be a plan of action. The MLK and all those men and women, Southern Leadership Conference, they had a plan for how they protested. They didn't go in to destroy cities and we're going to destroy Birmingham, we're going to destroy Montgomery. They didn't, Rosa Parks didn't go set the bus station on fire. We need to figure out some way to sit down and say, if you're going to protest, do it peacefully. And this is the way. Let's look back and see how this group did it.
Instead of saying, okay, let's do things the way people are expected to do things, which is, you know, talk to people and try to get an understanding of what is going wrong so that you can come to a solution, you are instead encouraged to do more things to break the law and I guess get in trouble with the very people you claim are hurting you without cause.
What happened to George Floyd was unfortunate. Nobody should have to go through that. That was wrong, most definitely. But I think it was even a bigger tragedy that we were burning up our own cities because of one instance that was publicized.
So do you think that those riots helped or hurt the cause of trying to actually fix the problem?
It definitely didn't help, it hurt. And we just burned down our own businesses. So how was that helping? What was the point? What was the end result? Like, what was the end result of the riots? What were they hoping to achieve? I don't, what made them stop? When was the end game? I still don't know that.
I think it kind of hurt us. It hurt us and just destroying mostly Black-owned businesses. And then they're just like, oh, they're going, you know, if they think people think a certain way, the people that think like that, well, it's Blacks, they're crazy and they're going to destroy and steal anyway. So they're just proving maybe their stereotype right. So I think it just hurt us more than it helped. And I think we should have, like I said, if they were going to protest, do it in an orderly, non-violent way. But of course they didn't, and it didn't help. And still places that are recovering from all of that damage. And so I don't think it helped. Could have found the better way. But then on the other hand, everybody's like, why are they protesting? Why are they doing this? Well, it's because they haven't been heard. People don't feel like they've been listened to and nobody cares. And so that's why I said we need that dialogue.
In Atlanta, the crime rate has skyrocketed with a 60% jump in homicides from 2019 to 2020. And 2022 is already outpacing the numbers from 2021. We even spoke to someone who was robbed and assaulted during that period of time.
I was walking on my way to work like every other day. It was 6 a.m. in the morning. And it was during the George Floyd summer, you know, the riots, all that situation. I was walking to work through a very nice neighborhood here in Buckhead, near to Atlanta. And it was 6 a.m., like I told you. I noticed like a very suspicious truck, you know, driving around. And I was like, oh, this is odd. Usually there are no cars at this time of the day. So I kept walking, you know. The truck kept driving around next to me. And I was like, okay, I'm going to call 911, you know, just to make sure. Because this is suspicious. So I noticed that the four people in the car were like Black. So I was like, okay, I'm not calling 911 because they're going to say that I'm a racist or something. So I stopped calling 911. I kept walking. And the next thing I know, this car stopped in front of me. One guy came out of the car and two other guys came in the back of me. The first guy knocked me in the head to the ground. And the other guy started kicking me. You know, one guy keeps punching my head, my face, keeps punching it. They wanted to knock me down to take all my stuff, but I was kind of resisting, you know. The other guy was kicking me on the left side. The other one was trying to pull off my stuff. Eventually, I was screaming for help. So one neighbor came out of his house to assist me. So he called the police. He kind of helped me out. And then the police arrived, but they took all of my stuff. Keys, cell phone, you know, everything. All the neighbors were really shocked because I mean, this is the first time that something like this happened in this neighborhood of Atlanta, you know. So, yeah, it was bad.
After the riots in 2020, the organization and their allies set their sights on a new target, the Georgia voting law. Falsely accusing it of being Jim Crow 2.0, The organized opposition to the law led to Major League Baseball pulling out of hosting the All-Star Game in Atlanta, costing the city's majority black business community an estimated $100 million in lost business. We spoke with a local business leader about the impact.
The vendors who service the stadium here in Atlanta were minority. And that game, that All-Star game, was pulled out of Atlanta supposedly as a result of outrage by MLB about a voting law or a new legislation that they claimed to, that they claim would hurt minorities. And yet they cut off minorities' noses despite their faces by pulling out a major income source for those minority businesses around the stadium. So it was one of those, I guess, sort of Damocles where they wanted to be, you know, it's virtue signaling, you know. There was nothing true about their position and about that legislation. There was nothing in it that caused to block voters from voting. Nothing. And so they were virtue signaling in this whole culture of wokeness to say that they're doing something on behalf of minorities here in Atlanta, when in fact they harmed minorities here far worse than the All-Star game would have done if were it held.
Critics of the voting law claimed that it would suppress the vote, but in the 2022 Georgia primary, turnout went up, with black voters reporting no issues in casting their ballots. No matter the city, the story stays the same. A movement born out of genuine concern for the plight of African Americans was hijacked by people who left destruction, chaos, and confusion in their wake. That is the aftermath.
Let that sink in, right? So, I mean, we need to let that sink in, Shady Groove. That is the aftermath. That's what these people are doing to you, your cities. They don't like you. They don't care if you're black, white, Asian. I don't care. They hate America, folks. I mean, look at what we just witnessed here. This is not going to be reported on Fox, CNN, MSNBC. This is reality. These are actually people in the black community in Atlanta telling you how harmful BLM was to them personally. Pretty amazing, eh, Shady? And we can tie back the very people that are suing Greg and Catherine today to this movement, allegedly. We can tie them back to the lawfare against Donald Trump and preventing your vote to actually count. Mm-hmm. Telling people that it's, you know, voter intimidation. Freedom is voter intimidation, I guess. Oh, and don't forget, Shady, you know, these people, they're foreign and domestic billionaires paying these people, allegedly, to sue you and change your culture. Literally, folks. I mean, look at what happened in Atlanta after BLM. We've said it a lot of times, Shady. A lot of people, you know, were actually, oh, gosh, you know, George Floyd, I'm going to be sad and go march. And then they put Antifa in there, funded by Soros and Jorg Vies and Omidar and Arabella Advisors and one of the 1630 alleged pop-up funds, guys. This is what they're doing to you, us, Shady.
Yeah, BLM was a very carefully orchestrated op. It was an operation ran on the brainwashed masses. There is no better example of a brainwashed person than someone who is willing to destroy, loot, burn the place that they live, guys. That is a testament. You know, the another level of testament is who will put that mask on, who will go take that job. But the real trick is to trick people into destroying their own environment for you. You don't have to come in with soldiers and tanks and start knocking stuff over. You inflame the emotion of the people and you get them to do your dirty work for you. And unfortunately, this would, like I said at the beginning, this is a testament to the mind control, the brainwashing that is their army. And I think some of them are waking up, but a lot of them are still out there lost. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, very amazing. I'm just looking. I'm just trying to follow up on this. This is something from the court case. I, Harry Marantides. This is delivery case number. This is Kenneth Hoyt is the judge for True the Vote, Connick versus Engelbrecht Phillips, True the Vote in the city of Houston. Civil voir dire. They want testimony, specific witness, other specify contempt of court hearing, 1027. They're in court right now. This is what it is. So this is a contempt of court hearing, Shady, that's happening right now. And what their contempt is breaking their TRO and not actually providing information that they can't provide because of the case over in LA County and the FBI and all that other stuff, guys. I mean, this is a technicality in a sense.
And it is lawfare.
Yeah. By the very people we're pointing out. I'm trying to paint the whole picture of how deep these tentacles go, Shady, and I said it correctly this time.
Yeah, you did. You did real good. It's tentacles, and they're everywhere, and we are literally standing here pointing it out to you to understand that this the stuff that happens in Arizona, the stuff that happens in New York, the stuff that happens in Georgia, all connected to the same law firms. Imagine that. All connected to Arabella Advisor funds. Imagine that.
Imagine that, Shady. And you know, go to mg.show/shop, Shady. This is our friend Christian. Look at this new hoodie he's got.
Hey, Christian Supreme.
There he is. He said, I got my MG show hoodie. Thank you in the Matrix and Shady Group for all you do. Tune in Monday through Friday, 12 p.m. Eastern here on rumble.com/mgshow. God bless you, Christian. We love you, man. So that's what the hoodie looks like. Pretty nice.
That's a nice hoodie.
Yeah, he loves it. So thank you, Christian. We love you. And thank you for all that you do, my friend. So Shady, I'm actually going to gear up here. We've got a couple, you know, bits of news here. Lawmakers want to know why Pennsylvania sent out 240,000 unverified ballots. That's happening. The amazing Lydia Shady Groove. I want you guys all to get over here to this post right here. Lydia is now a red check. She's an amazing, beautiful patriot. This is her right here. Greg Phillips wrote up. So thank you for the red check. I have to thank, first of all, my dear friends in the Matrix and Shady Groove that showed my video on MG Show. Then my friend Greg Phillips that wrote a beautiful email for me. I can't thank you enough. And look at this, Shady. She is a verified on there. And, you know, I wanted to just, you know, and I got to bring the sauce. I don't like to, but not this last Sunday, but the Sunday before that, she came out with a prayer, Shady. And I was like, oh my gosh, it just hit me. You know how sometimes it just hits you? And I sent it over to Greg. And there it is. She's so sweet. Can you get her verified? She would be so happy. Yes, I'll do it Tuesday. So he made the request Tuesday, and she is now today a red check.
But
I sent that prayer to Greg, the one that we're talking about, and I'm like, I'm not crying. He's like, I'm still crying. Like I was bawling. Lydia, your prayers hit home. And thank you so much for the words that you speak. You've got a talent and you're an amazing, beautiful patriot, and Shady and I love you, Shady.
Yeah, we do, and we really appreciate the inspiration, the encouragement, the post that she makes on Truth Social of love and bringing all the Patriots' names together and telling them the story of the day and what's going on here. The show, she's been very, very great with that, helping amplify the show here and sharing with the world the stuff that we're doing. You know, we are moving mountains. I know that maybe it doesn't look like that to some, but we are moving mountains behind the scenes, and there's a lot of stuff going on that most people aren't aware of, and it really has to do with things like Lydia being a patriot and really, you know, just like you said, knocking them in the head every day.
And Shady, what do you mean we don't look like we're moving mountains, huh?
you still don't.
Thanks.
That's nice try, though.
Wah, wah, wah. Tonight, Telegram, t.me/mgshow. Stefferty's on at 9 p.m. tonight. I did not forget. We love you guys. Stefferty, it's a fun game show. It's like fun. Jeopardy with Stefferty. Wow. Oh, Shady, what a great day. Yesterday was kind of a rough day for Clean Elections USA, but it looks like, Shady, and we're going to go through that, It looks good, though. Shady, real quick, I wanted to show you this. This is CCTV pics of alleged burglar in Arizona Democratic gubernatorial nominee, Katie Hobbs' campaign. Look at this guy. Do you think this guy might have been a mule? Maybe picking up some ballots from Katie Hobbs? Oh, there they all are. I don't know. I'm just kidding. I'm just making an assumption. But there was a burglar. It doesn't look like, you know, he's up to any good. And that was posted by, you know, I said it's probably a mule getting ballots, Shady Group. I mean, this is so ridiculous.
I think they're trying to say it's a Carrie Lake. It's a Carrie Lake operative. I put up a post last night saying, what, Carrie, you started off, you kicked off another Watergate. Here we go.
Yeah. They're just probably trying to cover up that it's actually a mule. And, you know, we just showed Broward County, Shady Grove. Did you see that? Broward County on the news caught a mule.
Yep. But they didn't focus on it.
No. Oh, they're like, oh, yeah.
Oh, you put as many ballots in there as you got.
Yeah, and, you know, before we go any further, let's go ahead and listen to Melody on the Bannon Show. Melody from Clean Elections USA. This was a great little interview. And then we're going to actually read the transcript from Democracy Docket, Shady. What do you think? Would that be fun?
Let's do it.
It might be spooky.
Your people had not, but I think almost the whole country's heard about you now. It is nonstop on MSNBC, just carpet bombing. So tell us what's going on. I mean, you guys are law-abiding citizens. You can't get nicer than the folks there. Give us an update. I know you've been in court today, or your organization has. Tell us what's going on about people just trying to watch the box and make sure that we're not in another 2,000 mule situation.
Absolutely, Steve. Yeah, I just get out there, watch some boxes. You know, if you've got boxes in your state, you know, it is a legal and lawful action to First Amendment right. Get out there and group up together, have a good time at the box, have a tailgate party. You know, we've got pizza, just, you know, people ordering pizza and hot dogs and sodas and, you know, having potlucks and so forth, carrying on at the boxes, just being neighborly, being friendly.
It sounds like a tailgate at the box. You're tailgating at the box, but why are people so upset about Arizona? In Arizona, I know the other organization is not you. You don't control the boxes. You have your own volunteers. But people came up in camis. They were doing what the law says you can do in Arizona. But the left melted down. The people watching the box are not vigilantes. They're just concerned Americans that understand there was a lot of problems in 2020, particularly as exposed by Dinesh D'Souza and the great team of Catherine Engelbrecht and Greg Phillips in 2000 Mules, ma'am.
Yeah, and you know, because of the nature of the situation, you know, these allegations that have been made against us in this litigation are false. You know, all the activities supported by Clean Elections USA are lawful and designed to support lawful elections. You know, we look forward to defending what they brought against us. It's a very partisan effort to undermine election monitoring. I mean, that's something that we have a right to do. So, you know,
Everybody's been coming to me saying, how can they get involved? I want to make sure you give right now your website, how they contact you, how they follow you on social media. We want everybody, remember, the people Clean Elections, the deplorables, the hobbits, the MAGA, not backing down an inch. Every legal certifiable chain of custody vote has to count. Okay, has to count. Whether it's for a libertarian, a Democrat, a socialist, a Republican, it doesn't matter. They have to count. But any other votes don't count. And that's what these volunteers are doing. And they're not going to back down. If the mainstream media thinks you're intimidating these people, you are mistaken. So, Melody, how do people go to your site and find out more about your organization?
Yes, come on over to cleanelectionsusa.org, cleanelectionsusa.org, and click the join the cause button and come in through there. Let us know that you want to get involved. We've got, you know, several states that are just plugging away. We've got some states that don't have them. We love the states that don't have them. If you don't have boxes, I might not have anything for you to do right now. But if you've got boxes in your state, let us know that you want to be a part of the group that's out here saving our elections with the rest of these beautiful American initiatives that are going on. We'd love to have you, and we're happy. We're happy about it, and we are actually protecting people's votes, which is really exciting, Steve.
It's very patriotic. Melody, thank you very much. Honored to have you on here, ma'am.
Thank you, sir.
She's awesome, and she's doing nothing wrong because she's just really an idea, Shady. She's an idea of people getting out to, you know, watch poll boxes. They don't really have formal training except for, hey, if you're in this, you know, county or state, it's 70 feet away, 100 feet away in Michigan, 75 or whatever in Arizona, whatever that might be. You know, it's more just an idea. And, you know, if they, quote unquote, stop Clean Elections USA, it's not going to stop the people. That's what they don't understand. You know, these are just regular people, beautiful people wanting to get vitamin D, standing on the sidewalk. And because you don't like the way a couple of them were dressed in camo in Philadelphia and, you know, sporting their legal, lawful right to open carry in Arizona. I mean, there's ranches on Arizona, guys. This is what they do. This is how people are in Arizona, folks. And if you're scared of that booga booga, they're not scared of that. They're scared of you watching the drop boxes to spoil their mule operation, folks. That's really what it is, Shady. I mean, I can't think of any other reason.
Well, and also, you know, the other side to that, yes, it is an idea from Melody to kick this all off. It absolutely is. But think about what else it is. It's an example. It's an example for you to learn from. This is a person who came up with a concept of like, oh, well, if we can't stop them, if we can't get rid of the boxes and we can't stop them from doing this, how can we maybe intervene? And the solution was brilliant, which is we'll just have a party with some good patriots over there across the street and they can just hang out and it will create an intimidation factor. Well, if somebody wants to go up and vote, we want them to vote. We have no issue with that. Somebody comes up there with a shirt full of votes or a backpack full of votes and they start stuffing them in there, then we have a problem. So this is not just an idea. It is an example for America and how you can have an idea, implement that idea, have others come to the idea, and then amplify it to implement it. It's beautiful.
Amen. I'm telling you guys, you know, just, you know, these democracy dockets is a North Fund funded, Mark Elias Law Group funded by the North Fund as well, allegedly. And 1630 Fund funded that under Arabella Advisors. Eric Kessler is a for-profit organization called Arabella Advisors, managing five foundations, one of which is the 1630 Fund, which is the 501c4, which is how they hide their money. And then the North Fund is a 501c3. I'm telling you guys, this is sick. So, Shady, we're going to go into this. This is the democracy docket. This is yesterday. Today, a hearing will start soon. This was yesterday in Arizona in a lawsuit claiming that a right-wing group organizing armed individuals to monitor drop boxes illegally, intimidating voters. Here's what you need to know. All right. So this is the democracy docket Twitter feed, Shady. Last week, there were multiple reports of voter intimidation in Arizona. So, Shady, these aren't polls, Shady. They're drop boxes in public.
That is correct. A drop box is not a polling place or a polling center. Those laws are those statutes are on the books to prevent people from voter intimidation at polling centers. They do not apply to random locations with boxes, glorified mailboxes throughout the city.
So last week, there are multiple reports of voter intimidation from Arizona. One instance, a voter was followed after attempting to, in public, after attempting to cast a ballot in a drop box promoting the AZ Secretary of State. And the Secretary of State of AZ, right, you know, this is, you know, Katie Hobbs is part of this, isn't she, Shady? I mean, you know, obviously, in the case of voter intimidation to the AZ Secretary of State, then they reported that to the DOJ. In other instance, two individuals were stationed around a Mesa County drop box in the evening with full disguises, tactical gear, and magazine clips. Magazine clips. I mean, this is how stupid these people are. The Maricopa County Sheriff Office later confirmed these individuals were armed and nothing was done. Well, you can't sue somebody if there was a crime, Shady. And you can't sue people with your alleged pop-up funds, Shady. And that's what this guy is doing, Shady. Votos Latinos is allegedly a pop-up fund for 1630. I mean, it's on full display right now, folks. This is how we've been talking about Arabelle Advisors for months, and now it's hitting close to home where we've had Melody on this show 3-4 times, Shady. And now she's being sued by the very people that we've uncovered. Pretty interesting.
Again, an example. Look at the example. They wouldn't be attacking her if she wasn't doing something that triggered them. They wouldn't do it. You See Nothing out there has a great comment. The easiest way to get around the intimidation charges or problems is for everyone watching the boxes to have a sign that states, thank you for voting. That's a great idea.
There you go. Thank you for voting. So this is the lawsuit filed against Clean Elections USA, a group organizing these watchers, Shady. And I think we're going to, this is interesting too. This was named defendant Melody Jennings, co-founder or the founder of Clean Elections USA, posted on True Social, urging people to go to drop boxes in Maricopa County and called them monitors of our beautiful box watchers. This is it to all Arizona Patriots. Get to either Mesa or Phoenix. I mean, that's good. This is do not engage them. Right. And then there's this one, Shady. Our beautiful box watchers in Maricopa County filming the news media and having a great time together. This is funny. My heart is full. This is perfectly legal. And Shady, oops. There's in the matrix right there. We're in it together, guys, all of us. And so in the hearing today, the plaintiffs are asking the judge to issue a temporary restraining order prohibiting Clean Elections USA and its members from any further voter intimidation tactics. Follow for live updates. And the hearing has begun, Shady.
Let's do some story time. You want to do some story time, guys?
Story time.
We should do story time. Yeah.
Matrix and Shady. Yeah.
Yeah.
All right. So let me get this queued up. So this is it. Here we go. Guys, Democracy Docket. The attorney for Clean Elections USA begins and argues that the defendants can't be linked to any voter intimidation. Plaintiffs have pointed out to some complaints of voter intimidation, but there's no connection between that and the defendants' actions. Attorney for Clean Elections USA. A temporary injunction would chill Dropbox watchers' rights. The first witness for the plaintiff is up. Witness number one is Sandra Cole, president of the Arizona Alliance for Retired Americans. The Alliance. The Alliance is a plaintiff in the lawsuit. Cole is focused on making sure that we can get to the polls. Cole explains that the vast majority of the Alliance's 50,000 Arizona members vote by mail because of mobility issues due to the age and for the ease and accessibility. That has nothing to do with drop boxes. Cole goes on to explain that members of the Alliance are impacted by Clean Elections USA's drop box monitoring. It's intimidating. They're taking pictures of you or your car. People are kind of stepping back and going, well, maybe it might not be safe for me to go out and vote. Cole says members of the Alliance use drop rock boxes instead of having to stand in line for hours at the polling place. And they can drive up to the drop box. The attorney for Clean Elections USA asks how Cole knows it's Clean Elections USA behind the drop box monitors. Cole responds that reporting from local journalists identified the group as responsible. The next witness is Dora Vasquez from the Alliance. Vasquez explains that the Alliance works to educate seniors about rights and elections, including how to vote. It's pretty scary stuff, Shady. Vasquez says that currently 100% of the Alliance's time and resources are related to election work, explaining that the Alliance knows that seniors can have a great impact on election outcomes. I would say mules can have a great impact too, wouldn't you say, Shady? Vasquez, we are concerned voters will be afraid to go vote for fear of intimidation. We would have to divert our resources to education about how to deal with this intimidation in this new landscape. We are afraid that people just won't vote. Vasquez, it is incumbent upon us. We've been voting for over 50 years, and it's incumbent upon us to protect that right to vote. The lawyer for Clean Elections USA claims, quote, I just want to preface by saying that nobody wants for your members to be intimidated, and we all want them to be able to vote without intimidation. The attorney for Clean Elections USA asks if Vasquez has direct knowledge that group is behind the Dropbox monitoring. Vasquez responds that the group's founder has posted on social media about the Dropbox monitors in Arizona and called on people to join. The next witness is Amir Patel, Vice President of Programs for Voto Latino. Voto Latino is the other plaintiff in the group's lawsuit. Almost all of Voto Latino's resources in Arizona are focused on reaching out to Latino voters, especially young and low propensity voters, people less likely to vote, to ensure that they have the information they need to cast a ballot. If this Dropbox monitoring and voter intimidation continues, Patel explains that Voto Latino would consider pushing people towards other forms of voting besides using Dropboxes to ensure people avoid intimidation. Good. Let's get rid of them. All right. Case closed.
Done. We finished here. Marcus Lund.
The attorney for Clean Elections USA asked if Patel has direct knowledge that Clean Elections USA is involved with the monitoring. Again, the defendants seem focused on trying to prove that people don't actually know it's them, rather than trying to refute the intimidation claims. Thank you, Mark Elias. Mark Elias.
Guys,
scary. Mark Elias. The next witness is Jenna Phillips. Phillips is a stay-at-home mom. She was concerned about bringing her ballot to a Dropbox after hearing reports about people watching the Dropboxes and taking pictures and photos of their cars. Scary. Phillips says she chose to go to Mesa Dropbox, believing that there wouldn't be any watchers since the Dropbox was located at the courthouse. When she parked her car, she got out to drop off her ballot. She noticed a car was sitting there while running in the parking lot. Oh my God. Phillips says it was a maroon SUV pointed towards the Dropbox. She saw that car's visor was down and there was a cell phone under the visor and pointed out the front windshield. Phillips said that the entire situation just seemed not right in that moment.
The visor was down and the phone was on the steering wheel.
Phillips left and drove behind the SUV to get the car's information and reported it because, quote, the situation seemed really off. It made me nervous. But I was also wanted to report it to be able to provide for the safety of other voters. Phillips, quote, based on what I had heard about other people being recorded, I was concerned if this person was taking video or photos of me or my vehicle and what kind of identifying information would they have? I just got overly concerned about my anonymity. Ooh.
Anonymity.
Phillips said, quote, I should be able to vote without having photos or video taken and being concerned about what and where that video would, that information would be shared and with whom. Phillips said, I should be able to vote in peace without people intimidating me in that moment. The attorney for Clean Elections USA asked Phillips if she was able to vote. Phillips responded that she was. The attorney then asked Phillips, knows for sure that the phone was recording. Phillips says she doesn't. But the phone was positioned in a way that it looked like it was.
The phone was positioned in a way that it looked like it was.
Yeah. This is scary stuff, guys. The attorney for plaintiffs introduced social media posts Melody Jennings made and a podcast interviews she did promoting Clean Elections USA and the group's Dropbox watching plans. The attorney for plaintiffs play the video. Local news reporter who interviewed Dropbox watchers accused of intimidating people. The reporter asked the people what group they were affiliated with. The watcher responds. Respond. Clean Elections USA.
Watching boxes, and before I make any kind of statement or anything, I'd like to get in the suntan, getting some vitamin D.
So you're getting vitamin D or you're watching the drop boxes?
Both, yeah.
Has anyone responded to you driving through? Has anyone said anything?
Before I say any more, I need to call somebody.
Okay. So. Who are you going to call?
Give me just a minute.
Okay. What organization are you with?
It's Clean Elections USA.
Clean Elections USA. Okay. So have you been talking to anyone down there?
No. Okay. I'm not allowed to talk to anybody. Actually, I'd like to talk to them before I talk to you.
Okay. That's fine.
What's your name?
Nicole with ABC 15. Oh. Are you with Clean Elections USA too, or are you with someone else?
I'm not supposed to be having a discussion with anybody about anything. I'm just here.
You're just here.
Taking in the vitamin D.
And you're recording, it looks like?
The vitamin D flying into my body.
You're recording the vitamin D flying into your body. Okay. That's so okay. Are you recording the drop boxes then?
I'm really not able to. Okay. But thank you.
What exactly are you doing out here then?
I'm not able to comment.
Okay. Has anyone been reacting to you, talking to you?
I'm not able to comment.
Okay. Is there a reason why not? Like, who told you that you can't comment?
I'm not able to comment.
Okay. Can't comment on you. Okay, how long have you been out here? Okay, see,
we got the camera, we got the pizza.
Oh my God. They've got a camera and they've got pizza, Shane.
And the pizza!
Court is recessing for 10 minutes and we're back. The judge mentions that a federal court recently blocked an Arizona law that prohibited the filming of police officers and asks how banning the filming of voters would be different. Attorney for plaintiffs respond that there's a clear difference between filming police officers while they're conducting their job and filming of individuals trying to vote by masked and armed individuals. Attorney for the plaintiff explains that Melody Jennings has made implicit threats in her posts and videos. Funny, I haven't seen any of those. Have you, Shady?
No, I haven't seen any.
The Dropbox watchers are not engaging in expression. They have no signs or shirts conveying a message. They're photographing and intimidating voters. Judge, how do I craft this injunction without interfering with people's First Amendment rights? Thank you, Judge Liberty, a Trump-appointed judge. Thank you. The judge asks what personal information watchers are photographing. Attorney for plaintiffs answers license plates. Judge counters that license plates are already public. Attorney responds that watchers are covering their own license plates while taking photos of voters. Oh, so bad. Shady, these people are stupid. I can cover up my license plate in a parking spot all day long.
And half of the day on Tuesday.
And we have video of them actually taking the flag off, doxing the people that covered their license plate because it was Antifa, allegedly. Plaintiffs for the attorney say that watchers have been at drop boxes almost every day this week. And there have been 6 reports of voter intimidation sent to Katie Hobbs, to the DOJ. And Katie Hobbs is running for government and she's on the ticket and she should recuse herself immediately. Did I say that out loud? My bad.
Yes, it's okay.
Attorneys for Clean Elections USA argues the group has a right to peacefully assemble under the First Amendment. Judge asks if Melody Jennings is providing training to watchers. Attorney for Clean Elections USA says no. Judge counters that the people interviewed in reporter videos appeared to have been given training. The judge asked for the attorney for Clean Elections USA if her clients would agree to not post people's license plates gratuitously to the internet. Attorney answers, I don't know. Because, folks, it's just we the people out there. This is not
America.
This is not Votos Latinos set up by the 1630 Fund. This is actually we the people getting out and protecting our vote. Allegedly. In return to a Truth Social post Jennings made to call Dropbox watchers in Maricopa County our beautiful people. Our beautiful people, Shady.
They are beautiful people.
They're patriots. Clean Elections USA attorneys says that calling someone our people does not necessarily mean that they are affiliated with her. Attorney for Clean Elections USA argues that an injunction would chill everyone's right to assemble. Ooh, there's that First Amendment again, Shady.
It's the very first one.
The attorney for Clean Elections USA says that the group is trying to stop ballot mules. Plaintiff's attorney argues that the watchers have no way of knowing who is who and who is not lawfully casting a ballot, but pose an intimidation risk for all voters.
Unless they put in more than one ballot, they do.
The judge says he will not rule from the bench. He will try to issue a decision by Friday. Hearing is adjourned. Shady Groove, there you have it. In a nutshell, the clown show
of the century. Case,
but Trump appointed judge, guys. Pray for Melody. Pray for Clean Elections. Pray for everybody involved. This is a Mickey Mouse suit by a Mickey Mouse person named Mickey Mouse Elias. I mean, Mark Elias, excuse me.
That will be Mark, not Mickey Mouse, but we can gather the inference there pretty easy from your from your response to him. This went back and forth pretty well. I hope you guys enjoyed the spooky reading, but I think that we have a little bit of a miracle here with a judge who made comments about the First Amendment. What is that? Your right to speak, your right to assemble. Wow. Standing up for that from the federal bench. I'm impressed.
Yeah. I mean, amazing. The judge did act, you know, what the First Amendment, it will quell people's First Amendment rights if he does it. You know, and if you, you know, just really think and zoom out, right? It doesn't matter. You know, it doesn't matter if, you know, Melody Jennings, Clean Elections USA had the idea, you know, got people involved. What's wrong with that? There's nothing wrong with that. And there's nothing wrong with standing on the sidewalk getting your vitamin D, Shady Groove. There's nothing wrong with that. This is America. Last time I checked.
Yeah. And, you know, a little bit of what we went over yesterday to explain to everybody out there, you know, at the end of the day, there is absolutely nothing that they can't intentionally misunderstand. And that's what they're doing. They intentionally misunderstand things and they conflate them and then they have faux outrage about it. And then the news media comes in and writes all these stories to amplify the message. And so what we are seeing here is the effect. They are reacting. So in other words, we aren't reacting to them. They are reacting to us. We decide to go watch the drop boxes, and now they're trying to create a media circus around the drop boxes. What does that mean to you? That means offense, Patriots, defense, deep state. That is the proper relationship.
Boom. And we need to be on offense, Shady Groove. That's what we are.
That's right.
Even when you're in the little Truth Social comments arguing with these trolls, guys. What about Hunter Biden? What about Joe Biden? Like, knock it off. I don't care about, you know, some other patriot and relationship between who and what and what. You know, this is, you know, you are an individual and you should be judged as such. I'm an individual. I will do what I want to do when I want to do it. We're not monetized by anybody else, but the beautiful listeners and viewers right here. It's crazy, Shady.
The comment that you made, it was one troll that we had over there. I think it was the day before yesterday, but you talked to him about Joe Biden isn't there and his son is a crack addict. Wake up, people, or something like that. It was really good. Yeah, prove me wrong.
Yeah. And today, you know, there was somebody, it was, I think it was the authority was like going back and forth with somebody or just made a comment. And I basically did this, Shady. I said, you know, thank you for all your support. We're not sponsored by Lucifizer, but this is it right here. So this guy's like, are you asking for money soon? And, you know, the authority, right? So show me one instance of asking for money. And I said, to anyone that is not communist or socialist, support the MG show, independent journalism. This is America, folks. This is America. Yep. God bless you. And thank you for your support.
It's called the free market. And you're free to not watch, and you're free to help if you choose to. I think it's a great model. And at the end of the day, that is unaccording to some, you're looking at two independent journalists. We have no strings.
Nope. And this is Chris Nelson. Let's play this one more time. We do have video of a mule.
There are some big races to watch out for. Marco Rubio faces Val Jenkins in the Florida Senate race, and Charlie Crist and Ron DeSantis duke it out for governor. Election day is around the corner on the...
Now, I don't know how many had in that pack. Let's just watch this one more time. One. Okay, so let's go back and just analyze this. Okay, so this is... Okay, so here he comes. One. But it looked like there might have been more than one in that stack.
And Ron DeSantis.
That. Two. And three. He had three, Shady, that we can confirm.
That's too many.
Yeah. Good point. It's that simple.
Did you want to play the Megyn Kelly thing before we head out of here today?
Yeah, we can do that. I'm just like blown away. And I, by the way, guys, remember True the Vote, spot election fraud, report it. 855-585-2022. 855-585-2022. If you witness election fraud or manipulation or illegal action, visit truethevote.org as well, or call 855-585-2022. You know, all we are a regular Patriot, Shady Groove. That's what, by the way. Sorry.
Sorry.
Some important choices to make this year, including who represents you in the U.S. Senate. That's why I'm asking you to vote for John Fetterman this election day, November 8th. So when the fate of our democracy and a woman's right to choose are on the line, I know John will fight for Pennsylvanians. You can count on John Fetterman.
Hi, good night, everybody. Hi, good night, everybody. Hi, good night, everybody. Hi, good night, everybody.
Look at this. I mean, who would trust this anymore? My God.
All right. Hi.
Oof.
Yeah.
Here we go. This is what you're talking about. DJT truth this today. Check it out. And you know what? I actually think we've talked about this before, Shady Groove.
We have.
And I agree with everything Megyn Kelly says right here. Believe it or not. I can't believe it. Weird. Check it out.
Well, I just don't think anybody else could win if Trump runs. So, and I don't, I just,
really?
I don't
so you think if they got on a stage, you don't think that DeSantis is crafty enough or stands enough? Really?
No. I don't even think that a little. I think Trump sucks up all the energy in every room, no matter what. And even someone as skilled as a politician and smart policy-wise as DeSantis can't overcome that. He can't. You really think the hardcore MAGA is going to abandon Trump for DeSantis? They're not. They like DeSantis. But they don't think it's his turn. They think Trump was screwed out of his last election, that he was screwed out of his first term by all the craziness, the Russiagate and so on. And they think he is entitled. He deserves another shot at it. Like the hardcore Trump faithful is unshakable. They like DeSantis, but they would never cross Trump for him. And they think that DeSantis owes his political career to Trump. Like if forced to choose, they will choose Trump. So DeSantis can't take him down. It's like the line in War Games, the only winning move is not to play. DeSantis has got to either be crowned by Trump, or he shouldn't run. He won't win over Trump. I'll stand by that. You can play it against me if I'm wrong, but I won't be.
And she won't be. And I agree. You know, I love Ron DeSantis. I want him to be my governor again for another 4 years. And I want Donald J. Trump to be my president. Shady. I mean, it's good.
I really felt like that was great to play today, because everybody out there, they're trying to confuse you. You're going to have mainstream media or mainstream GOP running up these narratives, trying to act like Trump can't win. This is already starting out there before we even get to the 2022 midterms. Trust me, that is not true. You need to talk people down and talk them away from any type of silliness like that, because there is no stopping. There is no stopping Donald J. Trump, everybody. And I think we should all recognize that. That's right, baby.
No stopping you guys. There's no stopping you. Whoever's listening to us right now, whoever's watching us, there is no stopping you. We, the people, will reclaim our country. Shady Groove, another one tomorrow, Friday. See you tomorrow.
Much love, guys. Let's do it.
What do we do Friday? See you guys later. Love you. Pray for Greg and Catherine, guys. Pray for Greg and Catherine, guys. Please pray. We love you guys. JT Wild, Patriot Games. Keep them in your hearts.
I've heard on the streets that our heroes are dead, and they cannot save us from evil unspent. Their songs are all over, their ways heaven sent, and we must believe that we're in the state's debt. And these are the days of the Patriot Games, where we sing all the brotherly songs that they sang, and pray for the strength and the courage to stand like the men who brought freedom to this promised land. Heard on the streets that our country is torn. We may as well toil till our homes are all gone, and the dreams we once had are but tales of regret, and the labor is nothing, for the money is spent. And these are the days of the Patriot Games, where we sing all the brotherly songs that they sang, and pray for the strength and the courage to stand like the man who spread freedom across this great land. And these are the days of the Patriot Games, where the rooks and the pawns are now staking their claim. So pray for the strength and the courage to stand like the men that spread freedom across this great land.
www.jtwildwithane.com, www.mg.show. Boom.